This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Two people dead in a storm that's hammering parts of the West. They were killed when a tree fell on a vehicle in the Seattle area. Oregon and California are also getting battered by heavy rain and strong winds. The AP's Mike Hempen on what this storm's been doing to Northern California.
Flooding was reported across the San Francisco Bay Area, closing streets in Berkeley, inundating Oakland's Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and overflowing rivers in Napa and Sonoma counties. Power poles were downed, and tens of thousands of people in the North Bay were without electricity.
The National Weather Service's Sierra Littlefield is in Sacramento, and she tells us what it's been like there.
Windy conditions, high amounts of rainfall, some creek flooding, and also we're seeing some mudslides.
What appears to have been tornadoes rolled through Missouri and Illinois. No reports of serious injuries. A suspected tornado ripped part of the roof off of a nursing home in Chester, Illinois, but all the residents are safe. A key Democratic senator now appears to be on board as President Biden tries to close the deal on his social services and climate change plan. The AP's Julie Walker with what we've learned about Senator Joe Manchin.
A person who requested anonymity to discuss Manchin's position tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach on the tax proposals. Biden spent hours yesterday at his home in Delaware with Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Democrats are trying to wrap up talks on the social services and climate change package. What had been a sweeping $3.5 trillion plan is now being eyed at $1.75, though it could still climb higher. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Weather Agency says greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year. This is AP News. Very young children will now start getting COVID vaccines in China. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
Local governments in at least five provinces have announced that children aged between 3 to 11 years old will be required to get their vaccinations. China is taking a tough stance towards outbreaks and so far has vaccinated 76% of its population. The tourist province of Gansu shut down all of its tourist sites after finding new COVID-19 cases. China has so far successfully managed to stamp out cases of local infections through vaccinations and by enforcing lockdowns, quarantines, and compulsory testing. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, gas prices continue to rise. Gas is now $3.39 a gallon, 6 cents higher than last week. A year ago, gas was $2.16 a gallon, says the AAA. Highest prices are in the West, the lowest in the South and parts of the Midwest. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.